11 minutes before 10, I don't care. I feel manly. I'm done. I'm ready to head to the gym for my workout. I'm ready to head to the gym to get big. Only thing about the gym is lately they've been selling memberships to people that are not into getting big, that are into cardiovascular development, you know? I just can't stand that. They don't like me working out when they're making presentations because people oftentimes are intimidated by grotesque overdevelopment, by unusual size, by hard workouts. People that are not used to weight training sometimes can be freaked out by the sight of me, so a lot of times I work out behind the curtained wall, and I can hear them. I can hear them walking the new lackey through. And these are our Nautilus machines, and if you use these, you'll find that your cardiovascular development, and just hearing that kind of spiel makes me pump up. I say, what was that? I heard a noise. And Jim, oh, that was nothing. But then, I distinctly heard a noise. It sounded like someone growling behind that curtain. The gym manager looks. Please, Grease, I'm trying to sell a membership. Would you stay behind the curtain, please? But no, I can't stay behind the curtain. Because when I think of iron, I get big. And when I get big, things start to happen to me. I come bursting out of my training, see him, sucker! And approach the iron. I work out with what is known as intensity. I define the word intensity. I grab a dumbbell and I start pumping my bicep. I start pumping it until it starts to sting. And then I pump my bicep until it starts to burn. And then I pump it until it's killing me. Till it feels like the tendons are going to rip right loose of my arm. But still I pump it. And when I can't pump it anymore with one hand, I use my other hand to help me. And then the blood starts pouring out of my nose. But I keep pumping it and pumping it. And then the blood starts pouring out of my ears. And I still keep pumping it. And then I start feeling faint. And I start seeing black spots in front of my eyes. But I'm still pumping it. Until my bicep looks like a ripe melon, and I still pump it until my cephalic vein is stretched taut like a garden hose, and then I still pump it until finally my bicep explodes and splatters the wall with my blood. And then I say, okay, now for the left arm. I'm a man, buddy. Hey, if you ain't gonna work out, don't come to the gym. Don't come to the gym if you're gonna piddle through a workout.